गोपीजन बाला बागी बानन हारी गाया गोपीजन बाला बागी बानन हारी जसोर नंदन गज रंजन जसोर नंदन गज रंजन जामुन की Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari
Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Pokti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Shri Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Shri Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Shama Sundar Gopa Gopina Shama Kund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Mathura Dham Ki Jai, Navadweep Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai, Jagannath Swami Ki Jai, Jamunamayi Ki Jai, Gangamayi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Srimati Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai, Gaura Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So today I wanted to talk from Sri Ishupanishad. Before we get there, I'm going to give you a little background information about Sri Ishupanishad and Vedas and sound. The potency and the power of sound. Sound is so important. Sound is so important. We see it all the time. We hear it in our lives. It affects us so greatly. You hear some disturbing vibration. You hear some disturbing news, and your whole body gets filled with anxiety. You hear this, you hear that, and your whole body gets affected by it. Srila Prabhupada explains in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second canto, I think, it's the second canto, says the ear holes are very small. The ear holes are very, very small compared to the mouth. But actually, they have an unlimited capacity for receiving sound vibration. So sound vibration is very, very important, and it affects us all the time, right to the core of our being. So here, we try to speak transcendental sound vibration. Transcendental sound vibration brings purity, brings peace, brings happiness, brings clarity of thought. So transcendental sound vibration is totally different than material sound vibration. Totally different than material sound vibration. So these Vedic mantras that we chant, the Hare Krishna mantra, our prayers to our spiritual master, the prayers that you're familiar with, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, so many prayers. These are transcendental sound vibration. And where do they come from? Where do they originate from? Where does that transcendental sound come from? Where do the Vedas come from? And what are the Vedas? We'll just briefly touch on some of these things so that we can understand how it affects us. If we're feeling in anxiety, if we're feeling anxious, if we're feeling a little, as they say, under the weather, depressed, whatever, anxious in so many ways, we should examine, what are we hearing? What's going in our ears? What goes in our ears is going to come out our mouth. Did you notice that? Have you ever noticed that? Whatever you're hearing, it's going to come out your mouth, because in the meantime, it floats around in between your two ears there, floats around in your brain, and causes all sorts of things to happen. So if we hear transcendental sound vibration more and more and more, then what's going to come out our mouth is transcendental sound vibration. It can't come out your mouth if it doesn't go in your ear. So we have to start with hearing. That's what shabda, we have to start with hearing. So the Vedas. So when we speak about the Vedas, is a huge, it's a broad top, it's a broad umbrella. The Vedic literature is a broad umbrella of literature that is not from, it doesn't have a material origin. It's not from the material world. It's from where? Beyond the material world. Aparusheya. It's beyond the limits of the material world. Material sound vibration is affected by the conditioned living entity who's got the four defects, which I'm sure you're well aware of what those four defects are. Can anyone just tell me one, just shout it out, one defect per mode? We're under illusion. Imperfect senses. Making mistakes. And cheating propensity. So here's a person who's got imperfect senses, they're under illusion, they have a propensity to cheat, and they forget things like I do all the time, make mistakes, and then they want to tell you, and this is what's happening in the world. Let me give you the analyzation of the, what, presidential election, how's that for a little topic? Or, you know, let me give you an analyzation of whatever's happening. But embodying those four defects, are you going to, like, put a lot of faith in that? We have to watch out that we don't. And we have to watch out, we have to be careful that what we hear is transcendent, what we put our faith in is transcendental sound vibration. So the Vedas, again, encompasses a broad array of compilation of knowledge that was existing before the universe was created. So in my words, it's like the Encyclopedia Britannica. Before the universe was created, so that the living entities who enter into conditional life into this universe, they have a means of how to get out. They have the directions how to get out. So the Vedas are giving directions how to get out. We heard, those of you who went to that wonderful program last night at Oak Hall School, and they were chanting Vedic mantras. The last mantra that they chanted, one of the last mantras, was come to the light. This human form of life is very valuable. Come. Don't remain in the darkness of ignorance, but come to the light. Go beyond this universe of birth and death, temporary universe of birth and death. So the Vedas compiled by Srila Vyasadeva. They're not authored by Srila Vyasadeva. They're compiled. They're sound vibration that the Lord has created to give the living entities the guidebook, the how to get out in the material world. And so one might say, sometimes people say, well, why are there so many different religions and so many different philosophies and so many different opinions, even transcendental opinions? There's quite a variety of transcendental opinions. But if you think about it, although we're all sitting here together, and we might appear like we're one unit, we are one unit in one sense, but everyone's consciousness is at a different stage of development. So the Vedas give something, they give some direction to all of the people in all different stages of transcendental consciousness. There's Vedas that are attractive to people in the lower modes, attractive to people in the modes of passion and passion, and attractive to those people in the modes of goodness. There's Vedas, there's information, there's Vedic literature for everything. Veda actually means knowledge, but it means transcendental knowledge. Anything that you accept is considered Veda. So we have to make sure it's based on transcendental teachings. So how does one associate with the Vedas? Is through Shruti, through hearing, Shabda Brahman, through hearing that transcendental sound vibration. So that transcendental sound vibration has such an uplifting effect on the living entity. And Krishna gave these as a guidebook, how to get out. And if one hears Vedic literature and accepts the conclusion of Vedic literature, if one is fortunate enough to accept the conclusion of Vedic literature, even though we might not understand all of it all at once from where we are, but if we accept the conclusion of the Vedic literature, we really save a lot of time. If we try to experiment and try to critique the information in the Vedas through our own process of acquiring knowledge, let me try to figure it out. Is this true? Is man really mortal? Let me do a survey of every living entity in the universe and see if man is really mortal. Huge endeavor. It's not necessarily that one will get perfect knowledge that way. But if we accept that from the Vedic understanding that the body is mortal and the soul is eternal, and we've saved so much time. So if we can accept the Vedas, but again, there's another caveat that one has to hear from the proper source. Hearing from the proper source will save one much time and endeavor. So this Sri Ishapanishad, it's part of the Vedic literature. Upanishad means to come closer, and it's part of the Jnana Shastra. So Srila Vyasadeva compiled the Vedic literature and he categorized it, and he at a certain point it was recorded. Prior to being recorded, we, like the anthropologists of today, the science of today of anthropology, they're looking for little artifacts and little caricatures and trying to discover the origin of language and this and that. But what they don't understand is about the Vedas is the Vedas first, when the people first were first entered the material world, they're actually the most intelligent at that particular point. In the beginning of creation, they're way more intelligent. Their memory is, so they just hear once from the spiritual master and they've got it. They've understood it. So prior to that, they weren't written down. There was no need because people heard it, understood it, acted upon it, and took advantage of the information and made progress. Now, as the ages have progressed, time has progressed in its cycle, its cyclic motion, and where we can't even read properly. So have you ever noticed that? Sometimes you're reading and you miss a word or whatever. What if it wasn't even written down? What hope would we have? You know, sometimes, yeah. So it wasn't written down for thousands and millions of eons of years. But then it was recorded because Vyasadeva could understand. People are losing the capacity to understand. They're not as capable of understanding as previous. And originally there was only one Veda, one Vedic literature. But Vyasadeva divided it up and categorized it for people so that because of their inability to comprehend everything, they could get some parts. So the Sri Shupanishad is part of the Jnana Shastra. And when you remember your study of Bhagavad Gita and the yoga ladder, the different phases of yoga, Jnana Yoga is an analyzation of matter and spirit. So if you've read through Sri Shupanishad, the language is a little different. It's a little different than Srimad Bhagavatam language. It's more, Sri Shupanishad is pointing the way to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It gives us information of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but not of his transcendental form and activities like Srimad Bhagavatam does. So it's pointing the way and revealing transcendental knowledge so that people can grasp that point and go on further and further. So my original plan for today was that we were going to chant the whole Sri Shupanishad together in Sanskrit and English and get a good taste for the language and sound of Sri Shupanishad. But there was a little technical difficulties on my part and the computer doesn't read my file and Haribo. Now we're going on plan B. So plan B is we'll chant the first verse. This first verse, quite a famous verse, it's called the invocation mantra. And this invocation mantra is actually not directly part of Sri Shupanishad. It's not original, I'll put it this way. It's not originally a Sri Shupanishadic verse. This mantra is in many places throughout the Vedas. This Om Purnam, it's not directly a Sri Shupanishad verse. But it gives us such transcendental information that it actually is, just this one verse is quite mind-boggling. So, we can repeat after me. Om Purnamada Purnamidam.
Om
Purnamada Purnamidam. Purnat Purnam Udachate. Purnat Purnam Udachate. Purnasya Purnamadaya. Purnasya Purnamadaya. Purnameva Vasishate. Om Purnamada Purnamidam.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam.
Purnat Purnam Udachate.
Purnat
Purnam Udachate.
Purnasya
Purnamadaya. Purnam
love us each day. Om Purnamada Purnamidam. Purnat Purnam Udachate. Purnasya Purnamadaya. Purnam Eva Vasishate. Somebody chant now? Kamal, can you chant? Om Purnamada Purnamidam. Purnat Purnam Udachate. Purnasya Purnamadaya. Purnam Eva Vasishate. Somebody else? Good. Om Purnamada Purnamidam. Purnat Purnam Udachate. Purnasya Purnamadaya. One more. Om Purnamada Purnamidam. Purnat Purnam Udachate. Purnasya Purnamadaya. Purnameva Vasishate. Okay, everybody close your eyes and keep chanting. Om Purnamada Purnamidam. Purnat Purnam Udachate. Purnasya Purnamadaya. Purnam Eva Vasishate. Very good. No, that's enough for now. See, it's attractive to chant. So here, we're going to the translation. If you knew what Purnam meant, you know the whole world, the whole verse practically. Perfectly complete. So let's go to the translation, please. The personality of Godhead is perfect and complete, and because he is completely perfect, all emanations from him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced as a complete whole is also complete in itself. Because he is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from him, he remains the complete balance. There's a lot of information there. Now we hear and we understand God is great. God is good. God is almighty. But here, look at the information that's given here. Let's read it together, okay? Together, okay? The personality of Godhead is perfect and complete. And because he is completely perfect, all emanations from him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself. And because he is the complete whole, oh, so many complete units emanate from him, he remains the complete God. Okay, so somebody tell me what they heard from that verse. What did you hear? Oh, you're swatting a fly, but that's the wrong time to swat a fly. So what did you hear from that verse? What struck you about that verse? Okay, he said spiritual reality is not confined by the laws of the material world. The material addition and subtraction doesn't really apply to the Supreme Lord. Is that okay? Something else that you heard from this verse you can take home? It's not just, I came in, I heard, I left, my mind was blank. Ekadasi Vrata Prabhu? Krishna's, I'm just going to repeat it because, okay, it's all right. Krishna is perfectly complete, and even though so many complete units emanate from him, sorry, he still remains the complete whole. Where do we see anything like that? We don't experience anything like that. Mm. Did you have your hand up? Oh, okay. Mm. Ramya.
It tells about the universal proprietorship of Krishna.
The universal proprietorship. Anything else that you took from that? Second chance? We'll get you in a second. Janardhan? Material world is a complete whole. Thank you. Second chance. There's a relation with this verse and a simultaneously one indifference. There is. Okay. True. Dwarkadish, right? Dwarkanath? Dwarka somebody?
Everything starts with the personality of Godhead.
Personality. The Lord is a person. Everything starts with the personality of Godhead. Exactly. So there's so much information in this verse. And what to speak of, how about this? How does this strike you? The personality of Godhead is perfect and complete. So what's happening to us is also perfect. It's also the perfect and complete arrangement by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How does that strike you? Is that easy to take? Might be easy right now while we're sitting here and the fans are still working. Thank you, Krishna. And, you know, so many things. But, you know, walk outside the door and life's trials and tribulations strike you. And a thought might come in your mind. Why is this happening to me? What did I do to deserve this? I didn't do, et cetera. But if we remember, then we have to practice pulling our mind back to this information that is soothing like a spring rain, soothing like a medicinal herb, soothing, it soothes the mind from its mad pursuit of trying to figure out things based on my imperfect senses, my propensity to cheat, my tendency to become illusioned. And what was the last one? Cheating, illusion, imperfect senses. How can I tell my mind to stop talking to me the way it does? Unless I put in this transcendental sound vibration. And that's, it's simple, simple, practical. It's a practical solution. Does anybody have trouble with controlling their mind? Yeah. It's quite natural. We have that challenge, controlling the mind. It's quite natural. So here's a practical way. And there's a great Vaishnav that lives on the West Coast and travels all around the world, Vaisheshika Prabhu. He says, put these mantras in your mind, in your daily routine, like a wedge. Like if I would say to you, everybody should go home and chant Sri Shapanishad every day. Does your mind tell you anything like, yeah, right? I don't have time for that. I can barely do it. Does it give you any feedback? So he says, wedge it in. We were going to make the experiment, but I wasn't, anyway, whatever, of chanting Shushupanishad. It takes 5 minutes to chant English and Sanskrit. There's 18 Upanishadic mantras, Shushupanishad mantras, and then the translation and then the invocation. It takes 5 minutes to chant it. If you print it out and learn it, you can chant it on your way to work. You could chant it 150 times while you're waiting in line for prasadam today. Or some amount, since there's less people here today, maybe less times. But you know, if you wedge it in, so wedge. For those of you who are not familiar, hold on to that thought and I'll get to you, okay? So those of you who are not familiar with wedge potency, wedge is really thin on the thin end. It's really thin. It gradually gets fatter on the other end.
you stick it under something and it balances a table that might be a little imbalanced or whatever, but it's thin. Or another way to say it is in like a needle, out like a plow. So you wedge it into your life and it'll become second nature. It's not hard. It's not impossible. It's not too much to ask. That means we should do it. Or something to that effect. Perhaps someone is attracted to the Shikshashtika, the 8 verses of Lord Chaitanya. Learn them. Learn them in Sanskrit and English. It doesn't take long. You repeat it, hear it. It's way easier to learn the Sanskrit for some reason than the English in anything, because I guess the disconnect for those of us who aren't that familiar, you just learn it. You learn the Sanskrit way easier in some cases. And then put it in your life. Add it to your life. It's doable. And the effects will be very profound. The effects will be very profound. Just this first verse practically gives more information about the Lord than I learned in all my years of Catholicism. Not to, you know, but, you know, practical information about God. And this is, again, Jnana Shastra. This isn't talking about Krishna playing a flute, this and that. This is just information about God so that we can see as life comes at us how we can try to react to it. React based on scriptures. So there's just one part of this purport that is so potent, and not just one, but there's one that I'd like to share with you. This purport to this first invocation mantra. And I'll read just a little snippet from the purport, and then I'll open it up for your reactions and discussion and your question or comment, okay? All right. So this is the second paragraph. The complete whole, the personality of Godhead, has immense potencies, all of which are as complete as he is. Thus, this phenomenal world is also complete in itself. The 24 elements, of which this material universe is a temporary manifestations, are arranged to produce everything necessary for the maintenance and sustenance of this universe. The universe functions on its own time scale, which is fixed by the energy of the complete whole. And when that schedule is completed, this temporary manifestation will be annihilated by the complete arrangement of the complete whole. All facilities are given to the small complete units, namely the living beings, to enable them to realize the complete whole. And here's the sentence I want you to focus in on. All forms of incompleteness, do we ever feel incomplete? Are experienced due to incomplete knowledge of the complete whole. All forms of incompleteness are experienced due to the incomplete knowledge of the complete whole. The human form of life is a complete manifestation of the consciousness of the living being, and it is attained after evolving through 8,400,000 species of life in the cycle of birth and death. If in this human life of full consciousness, the living entity does not realize his completeness in relation to the complete whole, he loses the chance to realize his completeness and again is put into the evolutionary cycle by the law of nature. So, not that we haven't heard these things before, we've heard them many times, that we have a great opportunity. The human form of life, we have a great opportunity. And yes, life is hectic and full of so many things coming at us at full speed ahead all the time. But mostly those things that are coming at us are meant to divert us, to divert our attention, divert our energy into what the real purpose of human life is, to get out. So, no one's expecting that
You just renounce everything and run off to the woods, because there's no woods to run off to anyway, aside from that. But, you know, no one's expecting that. But wedge. Just make a little mental determination that you'll try to force into your very busy life a little bit more of transcendental sound vibration than you're already doing. So you're already doing stuff. Force in a little bit more. And what will be the result? I guarantee, Krishna guarantees. Krishna guarantees the result will be that he, the Supreme Controller, the Supreme Complete Person, the Supreme Complete Arranger, he will arrange that you have more time to hear transcendental sound vibration. And for those of us who think, I don't have any time, he will arrange completely that we don't have any time. Switch it over. Switch it over. We have time. Hare Krishna. Anything you'd like to correct me on or comment on or add to, Dasarath Sutta Prabhu?
Very nice, very nice. We have 5 minutes. May we please have a wedge?
The wedge is for you to wedge in. The wedge is Sri Upanishad. I'm really disappointed I blew it. We'll try it again. But let's see what else. Someone had a hand up over here. Was there a comment or a question? Okay, thank you. Or a discussion? Or, okay, thanks. What's in it for you is transcendental knowledge. What's in it for you is more cleansing of the heart. What's in it for you is a closer relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what's in it for all of us is closer, another step to get out. Vishakha Prabhu, do you have a comment or something to add?
I have a question. That's okay. You mentioned that we should fill ears with transcendental sound, or the Vedas. Also mentioned that Veda means knowledge. So not all knowledge is transcendental. So how is that reconciled?
It's reconciled that we should hear transcendental sound vibration. That's not material knowledge. The difference, and we, although probably poorly discussed it in the beginning, the difference between material knowledge and transcendental knowledge is the source of that knowledge. So material knowledge that comes from the source of persons who are covered by the condition by the four defects, that is imperfect knowledge. So we should, when I did say the Veda means knowledge, Prabhupada says in that purport that anything that you, in the introduction to Sri Upanishad, anything that you accept is Vedas. So you want to make sure that you're accepting from the transcendental sound. And even further, you want to hear, as we've heard many times stressed, that we want to hear from a pure source. Because as we mentioned, there's different Vedas, for different Vedic literature for people under different modes of nature. But we're talking about, like Srimad Bhagavatam, this is Mahapurana, this is not under the modes of material nature. This is Shabda Brahman, transcendental sound vibration, pure goodness, and will lead us to that. So we want to hear from that source. Someone whose heart is pure and full of love for Krishna, that person, that's who you want to hear from. Is that okay for now? Kind of, sort of. Akinchana? Shri means beautiful. Shri is Upanishad. Sorry, I was going to do that. Thank you for reminding me. Shri means beautiful. Isha means Isha, the supreme controller. And Upanishad means the instructions. So the instructions are, it's pointing the way to that supreme person. If you go through those verses, could we get the English verses? Anyway, if we go through those verses in Shri Upanishad, the translation, it's pointing the way to the Supreme, especially Mantra 15, Hiranmayena Patrena, here's your wedge, Dasarath Sutta. Hiranmayena Patrena, Satyasyam, Pritam, Pushan, I forget it.
Shamakara Renu Satya Dharmaya Dristaye. Gotta wedge it in. And the translation is, O my Lord, sustainer of all that lives, your real face is covered by your dazzling effulgence. Kindly remove that covering and exhibit yourself to your pure devotee. And then 16 is even nicer. And 17, okay, 16 is, O my Lord, primeval philosopher, maintainer of the universe, O regulating principle, destination of the pure devotees, well-wisher of the progenitors of mankind, please remove the effulgence of your transcendental rays so that I can see your form of bliss. You are the eternal, supreme personality of Godhead, like unto the sun as am I. Let this temporary body be burnt to ashes. And let the air of life be merged with the totality of air. Now, and this is obviously at the time of this person's death, he's offering these prayers. Now, O my Lord, please remember all my sacrifices. And because you are the ultimate beneficiary, please remember all that I've done for you. Srila Prabhupada says in that purport, even if at the time of death one is unable to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if they have engaged sincerely in devotional service, Krishna will force his way into your mind. He'll remember you. And so then the last verse, 18, O my Lord, as powerful as fire, O omnipotent one, now I offer you all obeisances falling at the ground at your feet. O my Lord, please lead me on the right path to reach you. And because you know all that I've done in the past, please free me from the actions of my past sins so there'll be no hindrance to my progress. And so I'll end on this note. I've been reading recently just a little bit of Laghu Bhagavatamrita, which is Srila Rupa Goswami's commentary on Brihat, big Bhagavatamrita. So Laghu means the small one. So the very first verse, Srila Rupa Goswami, he's composed on his own. And he's praying to the Lord, Namastubhyam Bhagavate Krishna Kuntita Medhase Yadatta Sarva Bhutanam. And what it means is, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the giver of unimpeded intelligence. Krishna Yat Kuta Medhase, or something similar to that, you know. Unimpeded intelligence. He's the giver of unimpeded intelligence. So if we pray to him to please give us that, we're unqualified, but please lead, here's the prayer, please lead us on the right path to reach you. Please give me unimpeded intelligence so that I can use my intelligence in your service and make the best use of this bad bargain. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Upanishad ki jai. Chanting Srila Upanishad every day ki jai.